News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Fall TD for Kerry, Michael Cahill, believes that RTE should set up a dedicated channel for sport. And he's with us this morning. Michael, who's going to pay for this?
Good question. I availed of the opportunity, I should say, to raise it with Kevin Backhurst, the Director General of RTE, on Wednesday, and his senior officials at the committee meeting in Leinster House. I've raised this issue before. I've called on in the past on a number of occasions on RTE to liaise with government to push for a dedicated Irish sports channel. And, you know, we have a sports mad population and the whole payment thing,
Michael.
Yeah, he said that would be an issue. In response, he said that Mr. Backhurst said that RTE have invested heavily and more so in recent years in sport. I'm not so sure about that. I think the demand is there, to be honest about it. The point I was making, really, I suppose, is that I'm my party spokesperson for older people, and I'm also a spokesperson for tourism. But in the context of our older people, and especially those that are in hospital and in long-term care and nursing homes, etc., like they do not have access to a lot of these games for different reasons. But the challenge is that
if it is to be RTE who does it, they are hemorrhaging money like a stuck pig, and they're on the state teat to the tune of, what, a couple of hundred million euro already to bail them out. So who pays for this? Is this additional state money?
Well, look, the state has already given $750 million most recently. And I believe the demand is there. Like, I believe that...
should cough up more to pay for this?
I don't think so. I think RTE need to, we all believe RTE need to get their act in order. And in that context, I believe that if they had a dedicated Irish sports channel, that you'll get more people across the country that will actually pay for TV licenses than are paying today. And in that context, I don't think that the taxpayer will have to cough up, but I do think
Hang on for a minute, Michael. There's people in all of the various different stations, whether it be Sky or whether it be Virgin Media or whether it be RTE, there's dozens of them whose only job it is to find a way to maximise commercial revenue. And what you're saying implicitly is that for the past number of years, they've been missing the bleeding obvious, which is if they broadcast more sport, they'd make a fortune off ratings. Surely they've thought about that and worked out that the money doesn't come.
You have people that are dishing out, and a lot of these operators are outside our state, hundreds of euros annually to see sports. You have, for example, I'm acutely aware of publicans across our country that are dishing out thousands every year to provide sport for their customers. And some of them are fuming over the charges there. I don't know, it's something like 1,700 a month.
Your contention then, so, that all these people in all these stations are missing a trick, that they are not doing their commercial job well, they could make money off it.
I believe the demand is there for because our people are so, we like to follow our heroes and especially our sporting heroes. I mean, like we have for example, the Kerry are playing Donegal this weekend. And unless you're able to access through paywall or whatever, or clubbers, or one of those organisations, you won't see the game.
Now, and all of the people in these stations, when it is put to them, because various times over the years there have been suggestions along these lines, the answer is always, nope, doesn't work commercially viably on a mass scale, that's why we have things like GAA Go, that's why we have things like Guy's Sports Packages, because it works if you pay licence fees at a pay-per-view for niche, but it doesn't work for mass ratings the way something like a Late Late Show does. So are you saying they're all wrong?
I'm saying that, for example, in the Munster final, the Cork Kerry game in Killarney, you had pretty much a full house. The town itself was packed for the game. This weekend for Kerry are at home to Donegal.
How many is a full house? How many were in attendance?
A full house is around 36,000, I think, 37,000, maybe 36 or 37,000. Anyway,
now if you converted all of those into eyeballs on the telly, you wouldn't make a penny off it.
I'm just giving an example of my own county, and you obviously you do have other games in Croke Park and across the provinces, and I believe that we like it's not just all about Gaelic football and hurling. You know, we've so many other sports. You know, we have handball and basketball and rugby, etc. Like RT2 cover some of the biggest games, and we know that if young and old come out to watch those. So I believe that, you know, if you go back to the real point I'm trying to make here, that, you know, we've such a following of sport mad enthusiasts, and they follow horse racing, they follow the soccer, they follow the basketball, as you know. I believe the demand is there if we had a kind of a go-to Irish TV channel.
Okay, and I think we have that point, Michael. Thank you, sir. Yeah, Michael Cahill.
That is the point. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Cahill, Fianna Fáil TD for...
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.